Clemente. It was sold 100 and something of Guinness Craft Collective. I think it's 118, could be 119. But I'll tell you why I'm not sure, because I am not at my computer. Right now, I am standing on the end of the pier in Thurso. You might hear the waves just lolling in. There might be a slight breeze. I'm trying to stand in the lee of the wind. And in the background, you'll hear the Caithness Shinty team playing their New Year's match on the beach. Happy New Year to everybody. This is a roving report, and whilst I had thought about taking a wee sabbatical of a month on podcasting, just now I've got a little bit of free time because Richard is shintying and I am standing and it's very peaceful. Hopefully the sound quality is okay. So there's a surfer dude actually in the water over there, and he's riding the waves at Thurso East. Oh, that's really cool. Hopefully I'll get a photograph of that for you in a second once I've finished doing the episode. New Year's Day today in Scotland, I would say it was a subdued affair. It's quite quiet. Been a lot of drinking last night. And I have just finished the New Year's Day run with the North Highland Harriers. And it was a mile straight up, 232 metres elevation up and 232 metres down. So I'm quite pleased with myself because I didn't give in and I ran all the way up. I might not have been going very fast come the end of up, but I did it and I'm very, very pleased with myself. So that is one of my New Year's resolutions, which I never ever have because I never stick to them, but I was not giving in. I know there's a song and it's by Rudimental, I think, and it's not giving in, and I didn't. So I can be quite cussed sometimes, and hopefully so can you. So Lindsay Sharp, the Scottish athlete who won silver in the Commonwealth Games, and she was pretty ill the night before, but she still went out, did it, and she got herself a silver medal. And she had written on her hand, "Go out strong, commit." Very, I think Sharpie she used, and I'm thinking, I bet that didn't come off very well. On her hand when she won the silver medal. And today, I wrote in biro, because I wanted to come off, not giving in. Because I didn't want to give in running up that hill. This is a thing that we could use in crafting. Crafting, how often do we all set this amazing project, think, well, we could do that, we could do Fair Isle, we could do a whole quilt in this new technique, and we give in, we give up, we leave it. Sometimes we've got to know when to give up, but other times, you know you can do it. But the brain is going, I just don't want to do this anymore, I'm just going to give it up. So this was me today going, I know I can have that hill, I'm not giving in, and I didn't. So crafting, we could do the same thing. Recently I picked up my Lush cardigan, hooray, and I got down to the bottom rib, cast it off, and then it sat in its bag for best part of a week and a half. Granted, I had Christmas in the middle of it and we went down to Oban and I didn't want to take it because it's still quite a big project to carry. So what I did take was some cotton, and that was sent to my Christmas swap. Thank you, lovely Therese. And I crocheted up a couple of dishcloths. And actually one of them I had done for Christmas Day because it was in Christmas colours. And this is in, I'm going to say, Hobbycraft's cotton. Oh, this is a terrible podcaster, not remembering the type of cotton they're using. But it was very good and it has been washed and it didn't run and it was in red, white and green. I did cast on about 10 inches. I can't remember how many stitches it was now. And then I did a line of double, a line of crochet, treble, a line of double, and just alternative all the way up, and then cast off, and nearly at the end of the row. And I did this twice, so I have two dishcloths that I have won for Christmas, so it was really good. And Richard's just laughing at me. He says, "Oh, you like to do things like that." Well, yes, I do. I've got the odd little pebble that I've taken from a beach or certain places in the world just to remind me, and then stuck magnets on them, and they're fridge magnets. And it's just to remind me of the lovely time I've had. Today, at the top of the Dorrery Hill, there's a mast, and beside it there's a trigonometry point. And for those of you that don't know, a trigonometry point is a stone pillar at the top of the highest point in that area of land. It doesn't have to be very high up, but just has to be the highest point, and it's so that you can know how high up in geography that you are. Us geography people like these things. And at the top of there, there was a couple of the organisers had gone up, and they were dishing out a drink, and you toast. Well, the idea was to toast Caithness. So I'm not driving today, and Richard says, "Well, you have a dram, because they're giving out whiskey." So I had a drink of Famous Grouse at the top of this 232, not giving in, metres of hill. It's not a massive hill, but it's a straight up mile uphill. And oh my goodness, she gave me about an inch and a half's worth of whiskey in a tumbler. And I'm just fleeing down. And the first third on the way down, it was burning down. Not very pleasant. And then it was Famous Grouse for you whiskey dram people, which was actually quite tasty. I wouldn't recommend this. Normally they give out like a thimbleful of, which is what I was expecting, but she doesn't know how to do these drams. She says, "Oh, I don't know how much a dram is." I got the bottom. I think I'm drunk. So you lot have to put up with me. Sorry. You know you love me. And where was I? This is what I sound like in normal conversation, by the way, because I really don't want to edit. Oh, there's a surfy dude coming. So, right. It's New Year's Day. I didn't go out drinking last night. Richard and I had a couple of gins, the Rose Rock gin that is but distilled in Caithness, and you can get it online, and it is fantastic. They have been and collected some Rose Rock, well, Rock Rose, that is the actual tiny little flowers from Dunnet Head, and the Vikings used to come over and collect it and use it in their medicines, and they've put it in as their botanical for making gin. And we had a couple of these at 4 o'clock, I think it was, and then we had our dinner and watched a little bit of telly, and I think I had some wine. And I was really tempted to pick up the cardigan. That's what I was talking about. See, when I've not got a script, I can't remember what I was saying. So, I thought better of picking up any knitting last night. But we watched the Still Game Best Of, Making Of, which is very funny. Of course, I fell asleep during Only an Excuse. And I always do. Funny in bits I can remember, but and then woke up. I had a cup of tea, and we had a tiny little opal need to see the bells in, and the bells is so called the 12 o'clock chiming of Big Ben, because in Britain they always have Mons Meg, which is the canon in Edinburgh that shows the time for New Year's Day, and it is timed to the Big Ben chiming of 12 midnight in London. London had a massive street party with great big fireworks. Edinburgh had street fireworks, and they always really do it proud. So, and then we went to bed. So we saw 2015, and we reflected on 2014. Now, reflection was actually what was going to be my blather. And I'll tell you why I was going to have a sabbatical is because I've got all Mel's bags to make and I've got 90 to do and I've got a very short time scale to do it in, and something has to give, and at this point it was going to be the podcast, but I really don't like doing that to you listeners because I just don't want to. Oh goodness, there's people. They're going to think I'm very weird speaking to myself. So yeah, stand on a beach miles from nowhere and people come and stand beside you. I might pause actually. Oh, people that come into the place where I'm standing. I have moved. I'm now in the car and Richard's finished playing shinty, so we're driving down to Wick. Say hello, Richard.
Hello, how are you getting on? How many are you and yours and your families?
And so I was talking about the Lush cardigan and I have picked up the sleeves and I was quite happy sitting there, and I'm using DPNs because I'm not a big circular needle fan for or magic loop fan for doing sleeves. So I, oh by the way, I had laryngitis, so you're lucky that you're actually getting any voice out of me. Richard thought it was great, didn't you?
Not the sound, not a cheat other than a wee grunt and a cough.
I had to get Sandy to tell Daisy to do something and whisper for a whole day and a half. So the cardigan, I will tell you what I was going to tell you. I packed it up and I was quite happy. I was sitting watching some random Christmas film, and then I realised the next day that I had done an inch too far. So it actually doesn't take very long when you're sitting knitting on it, because it's 58 stitches and that goes quite quickly. So, because I don't know, I was a wee bit, I don't know, I haven't done sleeves in a long time, so I was a wee bit, oh, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this, and lacking confidence. So I'm glad that I actually got my finger out. New Year, it's a time for reflection and looking back over the past year, the dying of the old year, watching the sun going down, and the final sunset of 2014. And Richard and I, we were talking last night about how good a year that we've had, and we're thankful for you lot being there along with us and supporting us and putting in words of encouragement and enjoying you being part of our podcasting year. So thank you very much, everybody. Myself, I managed a fair bit of knitting. I made some cowls, I made some hats, I made almost a cardigan. Well, just now it's more of a waistcoat, and it shall be a cardigan very soon. I learned some things about my knitting, and that I'm not very good at cowls. So next year, and this is something that lovely Twin City Jan agreed with, we're going to have a non-cowl cowl. So if you want to not knit along with anything, then join me, because I'm not going to host any. Too much pressure, man. And take the pressure off you. Like I say, something's got to give. I am enjoying doing that knitting, and I enjoyed doing the crocheting, and I did feel a bit, my hands weren't doing anything, but do you know, there was so much going on with Christmas and New Year and visiting and everything. I think it was time just to not do it. So we're coming back stronger, and because I had laryngitis and everybody said this bad cold going around, I couldn't do running, and I actually couldn't be bothered doing crafting anyway, having to do everything else on top of that. We saw Paddington, it was very good, very much recommend Paddington. And we saw The Hobbit, fantastic ending to it. I was really sad to leave Middle-earth. Christmas was very good. I hope you got lots of crafty goodness in your stockings from Santa. Mum did indeed get her Henry Hoover, and I gave her the photo book from Maine, and I'd bought one myself, so we really liked that. And I got her a bobbin holder for if you've got a cone of thread, and it's a metal holder that you, it's just like a pole with a hook at the top, and you put the cone of thread at the bottom and you thread your thread up to the top hook, and it goes over your sewing machine, and it means that you can use a great big cone of thread instead of it stumbling around on the top of your sewing machine. And I want one for myself now, I have to say. And you have to get the sturdy one. The non-sturdy, lightweight one, it's no good. So shop around. And I've already told them about the Dora Red Ash. 232 metres straight up. And very much without stopping. And it was really, really good with having Richard going, this is the last bit. Dig in, you can do it. So thank you, Richard.
And then having a dram at the top.
Oh, I didn't tell him about the dram. Oh, no, I did.
Running really hard all the way back.
Yeah, I was fleeing till I got my beer scooter. So we reflect and we look back and we think, yes, things were good. We had the Commonwealth Games. We had the referendum, which was a good thing for politics and debate. And I went to America and met some wonderful people, and the Bairns have done really well this year, and both of our run-ins come on really well.
Sort of.
And done loads of stuff this year, and our holiday was great, Brighton was great, and going into London for the day, just memories, making stories. And this year we're looking forward to doing more of the same and reaching forward, improving on things that we've got just now. And I am turning 40 in March, hoorah! I'm decided that I need to be fit for 40. Now, before some of you say, oh, you're already fit, I want to get back into my pre-pregnancy genes. So back down to the weight that I used to be, and I think it's nice to have a goal and a commitment. And as Lindsay Sharp wrote in her hand, commit strong. So that's what we're going to do. So reflection, this is why I like scripting things, because I'm going to say something and I keep coming back to it. Oh no, this isn't good. So the weather in Scotland has been very settled the past week, and it was very, very cold, and which means no wind. Sadly, things were iced up, which is no good if you're driving, but beautiful scenery all the way down to Oban and back. And because we go down the Great Glens, there's four lochs as you come from Inverness. There's Loch Ness with Nessie, who was in the paper. Did you see that? Yeah, they think that they can't hear you nodding.
Yes, the satellite images think they picked up something.
Nessie's real. And, well, obviously we knew that already, didn't we? Then there's Loch Lochy and Loch Oich, and what's the other one?
It's Loch Ness, Loch Oich, and Loch Lochy.
Loch Lochy. Loch Linney?
That's down at Fermoy.
That's the one that comes out then. And everything was so still. And it was a picture image of the hills into the lochs. It was beautiful. So the actual real-life reflection was good. Now, reflection can be in your craft or your home life. Your craft reflects your personality and the way you want to do things. And if you are sitting there doing intricate work, it'll show that you're crafting, you have got a fine eye for detail, you like things to be precise, and you have got the commitment to actually follow through and carry on. So that's brilliant. And then you've got other people that do fun stuff and might not be as detailed, but it's good fun, and you can tell that they've enjoyed making it, and things like toys and stuff give joy to people in different ways from intricate work. So that's brilliant too. And then there's reflection of you don't have any of your stuff because you're too busy giving it away. And that is a reflection of you being you, and you don't change, because that's just wonderful. You're a generous, kind person. Strong. Be strong this year. Stick to your goals. Remember, put them into little tiny bits and then you will be fine. Manageable goals to achieve the big goal. Set yourself a target, and we will come back to this in March and then September like we did this year. And I think we did quite well, although I never did make my curtains, and in fact I didn't buy curtains either. We still need to get the curtain pool organised. So whatever you're doing this 2015, let's do it together. Let me know what you're going to be doing. If you're going to be doing CALS, if you're hosting CALS, if you're going to come to the retreat, if you're going to go to any other retreats, if you're going to Edinburgh Yarn Festival or the Highland Wheel Festival or anything, just let me know and let's have a brilliant time. So you can contact me from the usual ways, which will be in the show notes, and it's keithnesscraftcollective@gmail.com. I'm on Ravelry as Louise Hunt, Twitter, Pinterest, Facebook, and Instagram as keithnesscraft. Apologies for if this isn't as good a podcast episode as you normally like, but because I'm doing mail bags, I really, really need to put my nose to the grindstone, and a lot of things have to give. One of them is not the running, and I'm thankful that one is not the podcast either. And thank you to you, Richard, for helping me out with this. The music today will possibly be Auld Lang Syne from someone, if I can find it, and it'll be in the show notes who it is, so you can go and buy it. Thank you very much for listening, and keep on crafting, 2015 podcast listeners of mine. Should all acquaintances